Well, today we have St. Luke's account of the Lord cleansing the temple. And if you look at sacred scripture closely, you'll notice that the Lord cleansed the temple twice. Once at the beginning of his public ministry, and then once at the end of his public ministry, a few weeks before his death. So today, St. Luke gives us the second cleansing of the temple. Well, why did the Lord cleanse the temple? It was zeal for his Father's house. The Lord wanted his house to be a house of prayer and not a den of thieves. And the money changers had worked their way into the temple. Originally, they had been on the Mount of Olives, selling their doves and selling their lambs on the Mount of Olives. So pilgrims coming from all over the world would come to the city of Jerusalem and want to offer sacrifice. So it was appropriate. They needed to have those that were able to sell doves and pigeons and lambs and oxen and other things that would be sacrificed in the temple, because many people who came from long journeys could not bring their own animal to be sacrificed. But eventually, though, these money changers kept getting closer and closer to the temple, and eventually they set up shop in the temple itself, in the court of the Gentiles. And of course, this made it impossible for any devout Gentile and there were many Gentiles that would come to pray in the temple of Jerusalem, even though they perhaps were not of the Jewish faith. They believed in God, many of them. They wanted to come to the temple to pray. They were only allowed to be in the outer court of the Gentiles. Or if somebody was a Gentile and then had embraced Judaism, they still were not allowed into the court of the Jews. They still had to remain in the court of the Gentiles, even though they were now Jewish, but they were not born and raised Jewish. So they had to stay in the court of the Gentiles as well. And so it was impossible for a devout person to pray in that area with the money changers. So not only were they selling the doves and other animals used in sacrifice in the temple, but also they exchanged coins, because the Jewish priests and the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin had said that the Jewish coins alone were allowed in the temple. And so if somebody came from other parts of the world with different kinds of coins, with different images of emperors on them, they would not be accepted. So they had to exchange their money and then get the Jewish coins, which would then be placed in the temple treasury. And so high exchange rates were also charged. And so there was extortion, charging people a lot of money for foreign coinage exchange, as well as charging people for the animals at very high rates. And even sometimes when people would bring their own animals, let's say they brought a lamb or a dove, the chief priest would look at them and find a blemish and say, no, this is not acceptable. So their own animal that they had brought would not be accepted. So they were, in a sense, forced to buy from the temple, which, at, of course, would be much higher rates. So these were all the reasons that the Lord used righteous anger. He had zeal for his Father's house. And notice that there is such a thing as righteous anger. It's not inordinate anger. The anger, of course, can be a sin. It's one of the seven capital sins. But there's such a thing as righteous passion, righteous zeal for God's glory. When you see innocent people hurt, there is this righteous anger that wells up within us. And as one of the writers said, Jesus used his temper. He did not lose his temper. Do you see the difference? Jesus used his temper. He did not lose his temper. He was able to perfectly channel it in zeal for his Father's house, and said, we need respect for my Father's house. And he had zeal for his Father's glory, zeal for his Father's name, and zeal that the temple would be a house of prayer. And of course, when we think of this, we think, well, how much more so should our house, our Catholic Church, be a house of prayer? And we're so blessed that it really is. People come here and they pray. They come before Mass and they pray. They pray during Mass. They pray after Mass. They They pray the rosary. They pray the chaplet of divine mercy. Eucharistic adoration. See, this is how our house is a house of prayer. Since we have Jesus himself in the Blessed Sacrament, our house should even more be a house of prayer than the old temple of Jerusalem, which only foreshadowed the greater reality of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament in our church. And don't forget that our bodies ourselves are called to be temples of God and dwelling places of the Blessed Trinity. And we need to invite Jesus into our soul to cleanse out sin, to drive out the little money changers from our temple, the temple of our soul. And that's why we go to confession. We go to confession, you invite Jesus to come in to your soul to drive out those little money changers, those attachments to sin that people have. So every time we go to confession, Jesus cleanses our temple from sin.